Now, on those issues of posters, well, you'll notice, particularly around certain urban areas, and Dublin in particular has one of the highest, there are more women's faces on the posters because, as we were hearing yesterday, the number of women in this year's elections is higher than it has been heretofore. But the non-party organisation Women for Election brought in today one of US President Obama's top campaign gurus to give some tips to the first-time local election candidates. Here, Jen O'Malley-Dillon was deputy campaign manager for Obama's re-election. She's regarded as a key strategist in winning swing voters in states. And she told me why the challenges facing women candidates in the American system and in ours are universal.
Well, I think at the core, you know, it is certainly seen in the United States and here that we'd like to have more women involved in the political process at all levels. But I think the similarities when it comes to building a successful campaign, you know, are really great, whether it's connecting, door knocking, or it's building relationships with your constituents. Those practices and how to build good relationships and get the word out about what you stand for are certainly universal.
Now, yeah, you'd be pretty much regarded as a master of modern campaigning. Certainly, the Obama campaigns that you were involved in used new media an awful lot. How is campaigning changing? What was your message to the candidates today?
Well, I think campaigning is definitely changing. We certainly are seeing now that you are able to communicate to a wider audience of people more directly using social media and through various platforms like Facebook and Twitter. So, you know, I think it's important to always remember how to maximize and use those platforms and tools. But still at the core, the most successful communication is one person to another, you know, and supporting people communicating to people in their own lives about the issues and the candidates.
So it's back to the door to door. And even in a country as big as America, even in a country as small as Ireland or a local election ward here, that's what it's about, the maps, the streets, the houses and knocking on those doors. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, I think it's about building a relationship and being seen in the community and having a two-way conversation, not just communicating about what you stand for, but hearing from your constituents about what issues they care about and how they want to engage with the campaign. And I think that builds a strong foundation for successful campaigns and successful governing.
You have the TV and radio ads in the United States, and of course, you know, they're a huge part of your campaigning. We're not allowed to have those here. What we do have is posters hanging from every lamppost. Again, an issue of much irritation. Is there any evidence that these things work?
Well, yeah, I actually was noticing the posters. I believe they were able to start going up last night. So I've started to see them this morning as I've been walking around. And, you know, I think that any way that you can show a little bit about who you are, tell people where to go to find more information about what you stand for is helpful and something that makes it easier for people to participate in the process. And so if those posters make it easier for someone to find out more about their process and who's running in their area, I think that's a helpful thing.